this is what gave rise to the May Day celebration with the maypole and the dancing around and all that kind of stuff. And then various other cultures took that on, and this just kind of became a springtime celebration. Did I mention the Renegonk people consider this the beginning of summer, and not the middle of spring, but the beginning of summer? Okay, enough of that. That's all I have. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope to see you this weekend. And stay warm and dry and prepared for the bad weather. 73 everyone, KD5UGO.
Alrighty. I wondered why they had such a all them festivities going on for my wife's and daughter's birthday. Because they are also on the first day of summer, so they say, huh? Okay. Very good. Thank you very much there, Bill. Very much. Alrighty, Mr. Rodney, what do you got for us this evening? WA6DKD.
5UZ. Hey, I was on vacation last week in Branson and went to the in-laws before that. But anyway, I don't know if I can follow Phil. That was a definite history lesson we had. And that's about all I've got. KF5UZA cleared.
Okay, well, I had good time up in Branson, I'll bet you. I kind of liked visiting up there on many occasions, and it's kind of a neat spot to go up there and hang out for a bit. All righty, thank you, Rodney. Mr. Jeff, KD5CKK.
Oh, good evening, Billy. And then that. Shoot. Sound like, might get interesting tomorrow. I hope it's nothing to write home about, but sounds like it's going to be, maybe. Other than that, you know, today was grocery day around here, as it usually is on Tuesdays. My job coach came, and we did an application and that neat stuff, and me and Mom ended up before we went to Walmart going to Wild Wings for lunch, and tomorrow I'm going to Tiffany's for lunch. Anyway, catch everybody up and down the frequency, I reckon. WA6DKD in the net, KD5CKK.
Jeff, very good. Well, if you're going to Tiffany's for lunch, you better have a light breakfast, because they do put on quite a spread there. Anyhow, very good. Thank you for all your goodies there. All righty, Mr. Harold, W5IFN.
Well, good evening, Diddy. Again in the net, W5IFN. Well, I haven't done much of anything today. Very little HFing. The band's been awfully noisy, as this repeater has been awfully noisy this evening. I guess they go hand in hand. But haven't really felt very good. I got some type of a virus going on or something or other. But we'll get over it. We always do. And I don't know, played around with my DMR radio a little bit, and that was about the only thing that was working well. So, it was good seeing everybody at the party, Denny, and thank you for hosting that. Got me out of the doghouse this year. I'm glad somebody else picked it up. Appreciate it. And let's keep our fingers crossed again, repeating that the weather tomorrow will not get too severe, but I will be putting out weather alerts as I get them from the National Weather Service Center. Kind of keep a heads up going on, so we'll be doing that tomorrow. So listen up for me. I guess that's about it, Denny. Back over to you, sir. W5IFN.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, and nothing personal, you understand, but I hope we don't have to hear from you much tomorrow. on the weather alerts, that is. Anyhow, thank you, Harold. Very good. And for me, let's see. Oh, my. Well, today was my wife and daughter's birthday, and that certainly took up the vast majority of the daytime hours. And a good time was had by one and all, or two and all, I guess you might say. Anyhow, we was kind of busy, and now we're all quieted down and ready for the next day. So that's about all we did here, and did not do any lawn mowing today, although it could have used some, but nah, we'll get her later. Hey, let's see if Mr. Victor made it back. K5VL, Victor. Well, I guess not. We'll see here. We'll convert him. Alrighty, Miss Lucky. I'll bet you must have had a hiking trip to end all hiking trips. How was it? Or am I a week late? KG5MXA, Lucky.
Good evening, Denny and Annette. Yes, indeed, I did have a good hiking trip. It was the week just prior to that. I was in Florida. I had just enough time to get in, unpack, do the laundry, repack, and then we set out for the Ouachita Trail, which is over, the first section of it is in Talamina State Park, which I guess the nearest big town would be Poto, and maybe Mena, Arkansas is on the other side. But, yeah, we stayed a couple nights in the Queen Wilhelmina Lodge, which I highly recommend if you ever get the chance to do that. It's a fantastic place. And, yeah, we were out on the trail for, just shy of 25 miles. And for the first time in 20 years of hiking, we saw bears, little black bears, a mama and a baby. And they were all the way down the hill from us and moving fast in the opposite direction, which is how you want to see a bear. So, yeah, it was a good time. Had pretty good weather. Had to hike through some heavy fog through part of it, but, hey, that's better than the scorching sun. So that was good. And, yeah, had a good time. Came back all in one piece, and we're just kind of unpacking and recovering. So, I missed the net last Tuesday because we were still on the road coming back here. But, yeah, back in one piece and happy to be home. So I will send it back to you, 73 to everybody. This is Lucky, KG5MXA.
All right, very good. Yeah, a good time to see the bears is when they're far away. And, ooh, let me get that. Hang on a minute. There ought to be a law against that kind of stuff. Anyhow, I'm by myself, so I got to answer the phone. And I do not appreciate phone calls for solicitations at 9 o'clock at night. Anyhow, we is here, and where am I here? See if PIQ made it back. Chris, did you make it back? KC5PIQ, WA6DKD.
Yeah, Denny and Annette, I made it back just in time. Sorry I didn't make it to the picnic. We definitely had plans to, and you know what happens when plans are made. Anyhow, we're just going to come out and pay you a visit on a personal note, just to spend some time with you here soon. And but sorry we didn't see everybody else there. I wish Odie a happy birthday for us. Jesse just reminded me. So happy birthday. And let's see, other than that, just back to work tomorrow, and hopefully the severe weather will stay out of our way. Back to you, Denny. We'll talk with you later. 73 WA6DKDKC5PIQ.
All right, Chris, very good, and thank you very much. And, yeah, things come up. You never know. So, anyhow, appreciate the endeavors in any case, and we'll see you. All righty, Mr. Bobby, NE5Y. What has been going on at that Bobby Hacienda?
Well, not a whole lot, just regular old stuff, coughing my head off and coughing up phlegm. I've either have an allergy that I get a lot of times that gets infected in the chest and and such, and so that's what it was Saturday. I think Linda said she's going to get some eggs, and I said, what's for? And she said, in the party, the picnic this weekend. I said, I don't know, but I'm not going anywhere. And I didn't even get on the radio last week. I just, one of those things where you're coughing up and you just don't want to get out of bed. And that's pretty much where I stayed all the time. All I could, except for going and getting a little kid. And can't talk a whole lot here. I'm working up another cough there. You might be able to hear it before, so back to you. NE5Y clear.
Okay, Bob. Bobby, well, I hope you get the feeling better. Sorry we missed you, but things do develop. So anyway, I hope you get rid of that coughing and sputtering there. That is no fun. And we did miss those eggs, however, because I do love them little rascals. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Alrighty, out to the radio ranch. AE5L, Mr. L.
Good evening, Denny, and everybody on the net tonight. I have really been enjoying this weather, but I don't know if I'm going to enjoy the weather over the next couple of days. One thing I've had on my list of chores is to check the condition of the storm cellar. And I think that might be a good idea to make sure that there's no water in that rascal we might have to wade in. But like I've always said, if a tornado's coming, I'll tread water down in that rascal if I have to. But no reason not to get out the pump and pump it dry. And one of these days I'm going to call the old cellar man down in Shawnee, see if he'll come up here and work on waterproofing that for us. I understand that that involves digging down to the bottom all around the frame and waterproofing on the outside of the wall. People were trying to put waterproof paint on the inside, but I don't believe that works. But anyway, that's what's on my mind right now, and I'm not looking forward to doing that, but it's something that needs to be done. We all need to do our stuff and be ready for the dangerous weather that might come. Anyway, Denny, thanks for doing the net. Good hearing everybody. Talk to you later. AE5L.
Okay, Al. Well, I hope you get that thing dry outable or something like that so it'll stay that way. Missed a little tiny bit of what you had. There's quite a bit of repeater noise getting in there, but for the most part, you was getting through it. So you did good. Anyway, I hope you, if you want to tread water versus a tornado, I'll take the water anytime myself. So very good, but I hope you get that remedied up. And thank you very much for checking in here with us this evening, Al. Let's see here. Alrighty, Mr. DJ, up in the northeast part of the county here. KG5QEZ, DJ.
Thank you, Mr. Denny, KG5QEZ. Ain't done a whole lot. This week I got a belt for my mower. I got to go get it put on, and hopefully if the rain is not too bad tomorrow, I get it mowed for this weekend because we'll have a few family and friends over. And sorry to hear about the people being sick and whatnot, but that's part of it. And happy birthday, Odie. Enjoyed talking to you the other day, and for everybody else that didn't hear, anyway, I chopped some new wires for a new antenna, building a fan, and I just got to get them all out there, get them tuned up with Denny's little tuner thing, and hopefully make them work and be able to listen on HF better and talk on 10 and 6, if at all possible. And that's about all we got going on. Thanks for doing that, sir. KG5, QEZ.
Well, okie dokie, and yeah, you bet it's possible. All kinds of things possible. Anyhow, thank you, DJ, for checking in here this evening. And appreciate it. Mr. Al, KJ4FUH, what are you up to?
Well, it's KJ4FUH. I'm spending money. I'm getting it out of money market savings and buying stocks and gold. So there went $100,000 real quick. Still got a little bit left. But anyway, that's my excitement, and I don't know what I'm doing. So this is KJ4FUH, back to net.
Okay, well, spending money is always fun at times. So anyhow, hope you did all right. And let's see, Mr. Peter, AG5 Delta Bravo.
Evening there, Denny and Annette again. This is Peter, AG5 Delta Bravo. And sorry to make it to the picnic last weekend. We are out over by Tallahena, same place where Lucky was. And while she did a multi-day, I think, hike from one location to the other, we stayed at the state park at Tallahena from Friday to Sunday with the scout troop, and then we did about, well, I did about 7-8 miles on Saturday. Though there was a group of scouts that I did the first 8 with them, came back after lunch, and then they continued on another 7 or so, just for a day hike. Beautiful, beautiful surroundings. Didn't even get to the scenic drive, but weather was beautiful, and had a good time on HF as well that Friday and Saturday night. 20 was open till pretty late, and lots of DX, even with a mobile setup. So that was my weekend. Everyone stay safe, and hopefully we'll just get a couple of showers. This is AG5 Delta Bravo. Thanks, Denny, for doing the net.
Okay, doke, Peter. Very good. WA6DKD. Well, sound like you had a good time hiking around, you and Lucky in her neighborhood, and you're in the same neighborhood. And sound like a good time was had by one and all. So, very good. Alrighty, Mr. Elliot, KF5VMJ.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just sitting here. I just finished up repairing a Garmin for one of my coworkers. He had... I think the power connector had gotten ripped off, so I did a little bit of delicate surgery on that. And so far, it seems happy, so I'm sitting here celebrating with a giant bowl of chopped-up pineapple that I'm going to try not to make myself too sick on. Everybody have a good week, and I'm going to go back to chowing down on that. KF5 VMJ.
All righty. Well, goodbye, pineapple. That's always a good stuff. Good little nighttime snack there, guys. Elliot, thank you very much. Alrighty, Mr. John, WB5Q, what is going on in your neighborhood?
Oh, well, just sitting here enjoying all the conversation tonight, and just want to remind everybody that Philmont will be back on the air this summer. We'll be back on probably sometime, middle part of June, all the way up through August, sporadically, and we'll make sure that everybody knows about it. So if you want to work Philmont and you want to work a fairly rare county in New Mexico, it'll give you a chance. Plus, it's always fun to be able to talk to the scouts and all that. So I'll be heading out there probably around the 25th. And be out there for a month and then turn around and come back for a week or so and then turn around and go back again. So, but that's my plan. But we definitely will have Phil Monta on the air, and please look for us. Thank you so much, Denny. And sorry I missed your event. Maybe next time.
BWE, Steve. Okay, well, did Jorge hang around? He's got a lot of homework he's got. Oh, he's got a story for us, or an announcement of some kind. W5HJ3JDG, Jorge. Go ahead.
Thanks, for the queue, and this is Whiskey 5 Slash, Hotel Juliet 3, Juliet Delta Golf. Jorge, sorry about the long call sign, but I can't really help it. Well, I've got a bit of an announcement. Last week on Friday, together with Kim, N50B, we finished putting together a brand new Skyhawk tri-band Yagi antenna that will replace the broken four-element Yagi that's on the top of the National Weather Center. So hopefully within the next couple weeks that will go up, and that station will back operationally in 20, 15, and 10 meters, and oh boy, I can't wait to try it out, if I'm honest with you. And I just wanted to point out that that's being done, so I think that's quite an improvement over a broken antenna. And also, as you know, a novice amateur radio operator, being able to participate in building such a big antenna, I don't know if you are in front of your computer, but if you look for this antenna, it's a DX Engineering 3X10, 3 X-ray 10. It's a pretty big antenna. I mean, it's the biggest elements are meant to work on 20 meters. So I don't know. I guess those would be around like 33 feet long elements. But anyway, that's just what I wanted to gossip about a little bit. And, well, hopefully when that is up on the air, I'll be able to do some DXing. As I work in the National Weather Center, I'm part of the club there, and I have access to it. And hopefully as well, in a couple of weeks, I'll be moving out to a new apartment where the administration, surprisingly, has already given me permission to set up my wire antenna, which was surprising, and a glad surprise. So hopefully you'll be hearing more of me on the air on HF. Well, and as you said, always, as the semester is ending, I'm quite full with homework and finals and all that stuff, but hopefully in a matter of a couple of days, that'll be over. That will be all for me. This was Whiskey 5 Slash, Hotel Juliet 3, Juliet Delta Golf, Jorge, back on that control, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you guys here.
All right, you bet. Well, that's the name of the game. Always get a chance to talk to somebody. And I'm glad to see they got a replacement antenna for that thing. It's been kind of sad watching that thing slowly falling apart and falling down somewhere, piece by piece or half a piece at a time. It's kind of sad to see that, but glad you all got something to replace that with and get on the air and terrorize some HF. Boy, that ought to be quite the station with an antenna that high and that big. So that thing ought to be a pretty good little job. And okay, I'm moving and getting you a permission to operate with some wires and stuff, so that'll be a doubly whammy there. So very good, Jorge. Appreciate it. Alrighty, up to Mr. Galand. WX5MOR, what is going on? Well, let's see if Quincy, if the band conditions got any better here for us. Mr. Quincy, are you still with us? KK5QS. I reckon not. Well, Justin was here a while ago. KB5LHM, Justin. Oh, checked in but couldn't stay. Okay. Well, here's our famous dry spell for a while here. All righty, Mike, did you stick with us? KG5SSU.
Hello, Danny, KG5SSU. Mike, out here sitting in the shack, rearranging some stuff, built some new shelving. Got my new amplifier in and working the bugs out of it. Actually, not the bugs out of it, the bugs out of me and learning how to work it. And I think I've got it figured out. So, anyway, just sitting out here, did some rearranging, spread stuff out a little bit, moved stuff around so the wife wouldn't know the new stuff I bought. And I just tell her I had that all along and go about my merry way. But anyway, Good to hear everybody. Good to see everybody Saturday. Great picnic, and appreciate you hosting it. Anyway, Denny, thanks a lot. KG5, SSU, back to you.
Okay, Mike, very good. And I was glad to host such a thing, and it looked like a good time was had by one and all, so that's great. And that's the bottom of the list as I have it at the moment. Do we have any other late, new, or visitor check-ins that'd like to check in this evening?
5ZYD.
What about?
I got you, Chad. Who's the other station trying to come in? You're kind of weak and breaking up a little.
AHWTE.
Oh, okay. I got you down here somewhere. Where are you? Alrighty, Mr. Ken. I called you, but I missed you, I guess. Go ahead. Do you have a comment this evening?
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me now. I know you had some issues before. I think it might be this signal stick I got in my bowel thing, the 19-inch wonder here. Hopefully, like everybody, I'm thinking, trying to think of thoughts about the upcoming weather. To the point that I even checked my weather radio, put in new batteries, and it's all up and running great. Other than that, it's another day in paradise, doctor's appointments and such. My daughter graduates from OU on May 12th, and we're trying to get the house together for her reception. My wife is doing a great job to the point of even reupholstering the dining room chairs today. Okay, other than that, another day in paradise. Okay, KHWGE, house.
Hi, Ken. Very good. Well, your 19-inch semi-radiating tower was doing a fairly good job on you that time anyway. Things change. There's all kinds of noise gets in and out of things. So I appreciate it a whole bunch. Glad you could make it. And Mr. Chad, I'm a little late pick him up there. 5ZYD, WA6DKD.
Yeah, sorry about that. We ran over to the store real quick to go pick up some dog food, and I just realized that we needed to stop by another store and pick up coffee and creamer. So I'm about to get ready to head back out. Like, I literally just realized that. Crap. Anyway, been kind of a rough past few weeks with the back. I'm not really sure what happened, but I have apparently damaged something pretty good, and it's kind of hit and miss from day to day, but when it gets bad, it's getting to where I can't even hardly breathe, so I don't know, I messed up something in my mid-back, and it is just doing some muscle tension kind of stuff around my rib cage, so that's no fun. But other than that, just busy, we've got a engagement ceremony for my sister-in-law and her fiancé, sorry about that, and coming up this weekend, and her wedding is at the end of May up in Seattle, so just all around good times. So we will see. Hopefully the back will hold up good enough for the trip and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, I just thought I'd hop on here and tell everyone, I hope everyone's safe tomorrow, and we will see what happens. So 73s, everyone. Have a good night. KD5CYD.
Well, okie-doke, Chad. Well, sorry about the old back there, but old little R&R and being careful. Yeah, straighten that rascal right up and go righty on going to Seattle. Whew.